Jack and News. Trending now. Trending now.
It's going to be a fine day with the mercury a bit higher. Morning drizzle can be expected along the Mpumalanga Escarpment and the Southern Escarpment in Limpopo. Partly cloudy over parts of Mpumalanga. Pretoria and Rustenburg up to 24, Joburg 22, Mpumalanga 21 and Emalahleni and Polokwane up to 20 degrees.
In Centurion, we're dealing with a stationary truck on the N14 southbound. That's after Jean Avenue and it's causing queuing traffic.
President Cyril Ramaphosa believes the signing of new laws shows the country's making progress since the elections. Ramaphosa launched phase two of the business and government partnership in Johannesburg yesterday and told the 140 CEOs he believes the implementation of new legislation shows the country is moving forward. Ramaphosa has faced criticism and pushback by some parties in the National Unity Government over the amendment to the Basic Education Laws Act and the National Health Insurance. And world leaders have urged Iran and Israel to step back from the brink after Tehran fired a barrage of rockets at its arch rival last night. UN Secretary General Antonio Guterres led condemnation of the escalating situation, saying an immediate ceasefire is now needed. And now looking at our business news. It's also the story ruling the markets. Global markets sank, oil soared and the gold price jumped through the night after the Iran attack on Israel. Gold reached a new record high as tensions soar on fears of a regional war in the Middle East and traders flee for safe haven. News of the launch rattled US and European traders and sparked a sell-off on most markets, though Asia fared slightly better, with Hong Kong resuming its China stimulus-fueled rally as it reopened this morning after a one-day break. Tokyo fell more than 1% after Shigeru Ishiba was yesterday sworn in as Japan's prime minister. And the rand also weakened against the dollar through the night. A dollar this morning trading at 17 rand 35, a euro 19 rand 21 and a pound 23 rand 5 cents. Record-breaking gold trading at $2,658.28 per fine ounce. And the oil prices that gained another 1% early this morning now trading at $74.54 per barrel of Brent crude. I'm Khada D'Souza, more news at 7.
Well, there was a pretty big auction on last night and Proteas batter Reza Hendricks will be playing for MAI Cape Town in Season 3 of the Betway SA20 after attracting a bid of 4.3 million rand at the auction held in Cape Town. Hendricks, previously represented Joburg Super Kings, will head to the Mother City in 2025 after an intense bidding war which included the Pretoria Capitals. MAI Cape Town further strengthened their batting depth also, capturing Colin Ingram. Sunrisers Eastern Cape, who are hunting for a third successive title, signed England international Richard Gleeson for 2.3 million rand. Pretoria Capitals, who have a new coach, Jonathan Trott, missed out on Hendricks, but then compensated by signing West Indies big hitter Evan Lewis for 1.5 million rand. The third season of the competition will kick off on the 9th of January. Plenty of Champions League action last night. Arsenal beating Paris Saint-Germain 2-0, while last season's finalist Borussia Dortmund gave Celtic a reality check with a 7-1 drubbing in Germany. The night also saw Barcelona, Manchester City, Inter Milan claim one-sided victories, and Champions League debutants Brest won 4-0 at Red Bull Salzburg. And Manchester United captain Bruno Fernandes has escaped a three-match suspension after his red card in a 3-0 defeat to Tottenham was overturned. He was sent off by referee Chris Cavanaugh for a high tackle on James Maddison on Sunday. Fernandes clearly slipped before catching Maddison, who agreed that the challenge did not justify a red. I'm Colin Jinger, and that's your Jack of Sport.
Jack Red FM plays more.